Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on Rugget. We are missing Bravo this week. I've been in a bit of a travel grind, so
we'll get back
next week talking all things Bravo, but we got to talk about Rugget, obviously.
I guess some other,
fun and dark all at the same time.
I think this episode was insanity. It was beginning to end just bada bing bada. I think it's spectacular.
Really?
Television. I love it.
Okay, share more.
I just have some three topics I wanted to talk about from Bravo real quick. Real Housewives of Orange County. I don't understand how Gina and Emily are still on the docket, and why fire Tamra just to bring Housewives back? It's like getting back with an old boyfriend. It's never going to be the same. Tamra's acting kind of normal on this trip, which is nice, but we're going to get Tammy Sue, who's telling Jill to F off on Instagram. She's going to be acting for OC. I say after this Rugget, bring Vicky back too, and Jesus Jugs and Shannon and Heather, and dump off Emily and Gina. Why are they still around? Do you hate them as much as I do? Dislike?
I dislike
the whole franchise.
I think I'm done with the franchise. I'm particularly done if we're gonna, like you said, you take everybody away, you're starting to bring people back. It feels
pathetic.
Like a desperate attempt at continuing a franchise that I think needs to be dead.
Why did you fire her in the first place?
When Kelly Dodd was on her COVID spiel and like talking shit to every single person, that should have been the death of it. And we're still here. And I just don't think, what else is there to know about the OC that you're interested in? You know what I mean?
In this group. Like, right.
Yeah. There's no part of this culture that I continue to want to, I don't know. I just don't care about it.
I think it needs to be maybe revamped to a younger group who's back at the river, or even interested in OC. I know. I feel you. It could be just retired.
Give us LA. I mean, give us like real LA, give us San Diego, give us Santa Barbara, give us San Diego, San Francisco. Right.
San Francisco would be great. Okay.
San Francisco would be great. Hippies and
I was Christian Cavallari and Stephen Coletti doing this podcast, which I was intrigued by.
Did you listen?
I listened to it last night when I was going to I fell asleep listening to it. I'm gonna go deaf. Okay. Oh, anyway, so Christian Cavallari is hard to listen to. I love watching her, but her voice is kind of like I want to punch a wall.
Yes.
And it's interesting for one episode. I don't know. She's anti-vax altogether, which blows my mind. Like you want your, I just can't get behind that. I understand. I mean, whatever, to each their own, but it's always in the back of my mind. And it's interesting. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, I enjoyed her reality show. I would like a reality show of people that age, moms that are our age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would too. I will not listen to that podcast. I could.
I listened to it just because I watched so many of those stupid Dear Media ads for it. I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. I guess I listened to podcasts when I was falling asleep, but it was interesting, I guess, just hearing how they got onto the show, and it wouldn't happen these days, but all right, who cares about that? Legacy News, they say that they got everybody, including they got Jill, Dorinda, Luann, Sonia, Kelly Bensimone, who I don't agree with bringing on. I think she should be on if they were to keep a New York selling house show, a realtor show. Mm-hmm. She should be on that. That's what she's really doing. I don't want her on The Housewives. And there's no Ramona, they say. Mm. Ramona's key. I'm sorry.
Ramona is key, but I think she might have.
There's no show without her.
Yeah.
It would be missing.
That's an interesting cast.
Yeah, but maybe Ramona is on and they're trying to say whatever, but Ramona's a part of it. And don't do it.
Here's my thing. Why go legacy? Just make these people the housewives. Who gives a shit? Do you know what I mean?
I know. Right.
I don't understand the difference between this is the one thing that is overall, Bravo's thrown a lot of shit at the wall with all of these different mixes of housewives and cat. They're and Dubai's sinking.
Wives and children are headed for the lifeboats. Yeah. And right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That brings me to the third girls trip.
Okay.
I didn't even recognize what Heather and what's her? I mean, Heather Weather. Who's the other one? See, I can't even remember her name.
Whitney.
I didn't even recognize her in the group.
That's those two of them. If you take the two of them out, I'm in. You bring the two of them. I don't know why it discredits the show to me. They haven't been around long enough to be on this show.
They don't deserve it.
This is foundational. This is Mount Rushmore Housewives put together. Like, that's what it should be. And they did it the first version, and now we're diluting the formula and it's going to get worse.
I actually like this round because it's like trashy. It could be good. Like the trash. I'll get into my theories of why I like this season. I'm really liking it. But Terica messaged us and she said the same exact thing I thought. Leah's abs. Damn, but I still hate her. I thought the same exact thing. Her body, her stomach is looking great in the picture. Portia and Candace together. That could be fun. They look like they're chummy in the picture.
I don't know. I don't love it. I'll have to see. Portia lost me. We already know that.
I'll watch for her. Marisol, people love Marisol, but I think Marisol belongs on the trip. And Alexia, it'll be very interesting to see Giselle in there. Yeah. We'll have to see. But Portia and Candace seem to be getting along so far. So that looks interesting.
All right.
The one piece bathing suit. God, I know this is crazy talk, but Love Island, everybody. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I got ahead of Geneva. So we can't record that this week either because I'll leak goods to Geneva and I don't want to ruin it for her.
It's on my mission tomorrow.
But Ek and Sue wearing a one piece. Did you notice that on Love Island that one time she was wearing a lilac one piece? And there is no place for that on Love Island.
I like a high waisted one piece. Like
this was not. This was like a grandma.
Yeah.
Compared to what these chicks are wearing on Love Island, it stood out to me. Let me know if anybody else. Right. Okay. All right.
All right. Rugget. I really loved Dorinda trying to stay sober, and then by the end of the Christmas party, she's like drunk as a bat.
The Christmas party.
I think there was a moment where Dorinda said, she said something where like, I think I may have messed it all up. And she's like, I screwed up. I wanted to have a good week. Like at the beginning of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I felt like that was very telling. Like, I think she knows that this was her shot.
Yeah.
Like in terms of, And it's a test she failed. And she's flopping like at the biggest F you could get. It was funner, but she's still terrible.
I'm enjoying this group as they all unfold together, but it just is really showing what a problem she has with alcohol. And hearing how she tried to say Sonia was a drunk, this, that, and the other, but there's a thing about the way she apologizes, like a real true Thursday afternoon special type of apology by starting out the, I love you. Like the first thing you say to these people in the morning is, I love you. It's such a desperate plea to get them to not be pissed at you.
And listen, if Brandy Glanville is telling you to stop your behavior, and Brandy Glanville is giving you advice, and actually like it's advice you should take, you are in extremely rough shape. Because if that
hot mess was great advice,
telling you, I mean, it was, but it's like, if that's the person who has to tell you this, you're too far gone. It's over. It's
even
done.
Dorinda's sober. I don't like anymore. I see a difference. Her look in her eyes is gone.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead. I'm dead on the arrival with her.
I almost can't remember what I liked about her. No, that's how bad it's got. I know, it's rough.
I don't like her.
No, I don't either. Even when she's like dancing, that scene at the end, and they're like dancing, she takes off that sparkly top and she's not like trying to look sexy. It's like, oh shit, this creeps me out. I was like, I did not
even
like
if she got sober, I'm done with it. I don't want
to. I'm done as well. The other thing that stood out to me about this episode was just staring at Brandy's face at the dinner. There is a point in life where makeup stops working, like where it starts to look
so much.
Yeah, like it starts to look like you got shit on your face rather than your face looks enhanced. And that's where it's gone with her, where it's like, I can't stop staring at whatever's happening between her eyes. I just don't even know what that mark is. Her eyes and like her eyebrows, it just all looks like just unhealthy to me. Like she needs a cleanse or something.
I think she's just done poor lifestyle and it's bad.
And it's
the plastic surgery and,
yeah.
And it's, I don't think they're saving it. Sadly.
No. The kiss between her and Brandy and Taylor, I almost vomited.
Bizarre.
I found that so disgusting. And then her ass out is just like, oh, what is happening?
It's insane. And that reunion dress, why was she banned from the reunion? I don't remember this.
I don't remember it either at all.
And with Denise,
I don't remember.
Can we stop talking about Denise Richards and who she wants to bang? I could care less.
It's weird. And then Tamara being like, oh, she hit on me. It's like, who cares?
Like, shut up. And Tamara
also constantly talking about wanting to fuck each other. So like, what?
Right.
I've never sat with my group of friends and be like, oh, can't wait to have sex with you.
I know.
So weird.
And to put someone up at the chopping block, like you have to pick someone. Who do you want to bang? Like, Vicky, like, who?
You people need to get laid. Leave me alone.
Imagine if it was a bunch of dudes and they're harassing each other. Like, and there's like a bisexual guy and he's like asking Tyler, who do you want to screw? Tyler, you have to pick. It's very bizarre. And then she's like, that'd be you, Brandy. I must say that I enjoy the second half of Vicky. I don't hate her like I hated her.
It was, it's a better showing. She looks better. Maybe she was sick.
That's why her face
looked like so pale.
Right.
She looks better.
She was on Watch What Happens Live last night. She looked better than Tamara. Even though
I saw a picture. She looked good.
On Andy's radio show this morning, he said that everyone in the audience had to wear a mask because she's not vaccinated. Gosh. Isn't that crazy to be the only person in a whole room full of people that's not vaccinated? And you don't think like, and I get some people don't, whatever. I'm not getting into that, but it's just a fascinating fact to me. I don't know. God. And okay. I love Marco. He's fun. They should have a reunion for this shit show. I can't get enough of it. I think we only have one more episode.
Yeah, we only have one more episode. But there's a difference between the show and reunion. Like we're not reunion people.
It probably would suck.
2 hours.
I know.
What are we talking about? Being stuck in the Berkshires? I don't know.
Them saying they want us. Everybody wants to screw Eva. Is it Eva or Ava? Yeah. She did look amazing in that dress. She is a beauty.
She's a supermodel.
In that champagne dress. She came out she looking great. Gorgeous, didn't she?
I liked when Phaedra said something about like Phaedra was calling something like a hot box. And they're like, is that what it is? When like your crotch is hot or whatever. And then is that something
producer
like, well, Eva could be a hot box. Like I love her laugh.
And the producer, like, no, it's when people are smoking weed in the car.
See, you know what? When you think about two pretty cast aside housewives, like Dorinda got shit the bed, put on pause, whatever. Phaedra arguably had a terrible leaving. Scandal, rape, sex, drugs. I mean,
still like, won't talk about it, right?
But this is the showing to bring you back, right? She seems likable. She's given the prayer at the table. She's funny. Everybody likes her. That's how you come in and redeem yourself.
Right, right.
And she needed, like, Dorinda she needed paid
Phaedra.
Attention.
Yeah, right. But I guess Phaedra's done. That's how you do it. Phaedra dug a hole so bad that I don't think she's coming back, coming which back. Is sad.
Right.
And but when they do the flashback, I believe, I do believe Candy still. I still don't, I don't, right?
Yeah, Phaedra.
I don't even remember really what happened. It's just bad, I guess. Neither. What did she say? I can't even, I don't want to say. No, I don't
like, it was something about like the candy going in a basement. Date raped. Yeah, right. Date raped, drugged somebody and brought him into a basement or something.
And I would bet giving my children away that Candy wouldn't date rape people. I just don't see Candy doing that.
She's not, Candy's been in the game too long. She has too many people.
She's so level-headed.
Yeah, no.
She never would do that. She should be president. Candy, after watching this week's Housewives, she should be on Shark Tank is my one thing. She's really a shark. She's a sharp little tech. Yeah. Let's see what else. What do you think about a Christmas party in September? Just keep your house decorated. Now you're going to take everything down and then redo it in 2 months.
I mean, the novelty is cute. I love Christmas. I'm a huge Christmas person. Don't get a bunch of adults like walking out into fake snow and acting like they're five. Like when they're like, they're all like running around. I was just like, what? Again, the desperation of like, we're in the Berkshires. We don't have shit to do.
I don't know what else they could have done, but the Christmas party seemed, I don't want to do a Christmas party. Maybe I do, but I don't know.
Like June, you people know, that'd be out, more fun. Like,
I just feel like, is life this boring where people are out on boats in the middle of a lake in Montana and everyone's dressed in Santa bikinis and the captain's in a Santa suit. And it just seems bizarre to me.
What is this?
Like people on people everywhere, reference? They do like Christmas in July and everybody's drunk with Christmas. Like, can we just live life? It's summertime and have Christmas at freaking Christmas. Christmas now has been extended to November 1st through January 1st. Like, let's just give it a break.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be a Scrooge. I enjoy Christmas. No. But
I feel you. I love Rugged overall as a franchise, as the shows. It's great. I do think, as we've talked about, it would be much stronger if it was not at Dorinda's house. Like, they need to be somewhere where there's men. And, like, there's an element of, like, being around people.
Right.
That we lost bring a little COVID, spice.
Right.
Right? With the COVID seasons. And now it feels like we're still in the COVID season, which we kind of are. But you know what I mean?
I was thinking, it's kind of fun, I guess, to see Vicky beat down by Dorinda and to see all these women bow down to Dorinda. But it's also like, I want a parallel universe where we got to see Dorinda beat everybody down, but then we got to see them all in their own neutrals turf beat Dorinda down a little bit. It would be fun to see which way it both went. Would Dorinda still be that alpha dog on neutral surface turf? What do you think?
It'd be fascinating to see.
Right? I need to know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
God, that'd be hard. Yeah. I think it would be more Vicky and her. Like, I think those would be the two that would elevate just by their seniority and like how long they've been on the shows and stuff. But it would be completely
different.
Vicky
is the number one dog, you know. Yeah. She's on my Mount Rushmore. And then Vicky being saying that she's beat down by Dorinda, which is fascinating because if you look back, she's beat down every person that first comes on the show. So it's nice to see Vicky. You know, but I don't want Dorinda. I don't want to watch Dorinda have to apologize deeply to heartfelt apologies deeply to three people after one night of drinking. Stop.
That's how you know you fucked up.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Going through their favorite moments, Tamara getting engaged, I would never think about. And I thought that was one of her worst moments on Housewives.
You know, I gotta say, I think Housewives for me largely is in one ear and out the other. I don't remember anything of the scenes they showed. I was like, what? I don't know. I mean, I obviously will remember the seasons we've talked about more because like we watch them and take notes, but like those early seasons, I was just watching, probably not even paying attention.
Isn't it fascinating to you what a powerhouse LVP was when you look back? She was such a prominent housewife. She's on people's Mount Rushmores that we've talked to, but she's not, you don't even think about her watching the Housewives. Do you? I don't.
Mm. No. Yeah.
And she was such a top dog.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Weird. Okay. It's kind of depressing. Like life goes on and
it's how fast it is.
I realize how you must feel about the talking about death when they're like, she's a Debbie Downer. Like, oh God, I can't bring up death. I don't want to be a downer like Vicky, but when she was in bed, I like those moments where she's like, tell him that I died sad. I thought that was kind of funny.
Vicky, can't believe she's just out here coming to New York, not vaccinated, just everybody. God,
I know. Ridiculous. You know, the vaccine, if everybody doesn't get it, it doesn't even really matter, but I mean, it does matter, I guess. Who knows? I wish everybody would have done it. We could all just live our lives, but
I know
it didn't happen. Jill was funny that she was really upset that no one wanted to have sex with her. It would kind of hurt, I guess, but I don't imagine having sex with Jill and how much she would talk through it. I would love to hear her. She would not be like having sex with me. Yeah. My brain does not stop.
God.
Did your brain stop when you're having sex? Like, do you think about the sex you're having? Or are you thinking about everything going on like during the sex and this anything. And that?
No.
Oh, you I'm are? Thinking about everything. And I got it. It's horrible. I'm the worst person to have sex with.
Shut your brain down.
Yeah. Tyler always tells me, even I have the best pillow talk ever since he first met me.
It's good.
Last thing, the Gucci scarf. What do you do with a scarf? A scarf to me is a good idea in theory, but what are you doing with a real Gucci scarf? What do you do?
What do you mean, like
it?
a silk scarf?
You're really going to use it?
You could use it as a hair wrap. You can tie it around your neck with like a
but
nice
you'll
top.
Really do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, expect to see you in a scarf someday.
You know, I have a Louis Vuitton scarf that was gifted to me many years ago. God, I got to find it. I used
first
to do
time
that
I saw
all the time.
You was in a scarf.
Yeah, there you go. I was wearing that scarf.
It does look
there
classy.
Yeah, it's a look.
But it would just sit in my dresser.
Well, I mean, life has changed, right? Like, we no longer go into work. I work from home. You
I guess
also,
you would,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, but if I was going into an office, it'd be part of my
I want
bed,
to start right? learning how to wrap my hair up and get it off of me. And like, as I like a towel, but it gets heavy. I need to learn how to wrap it up with a nice wrap, or I want to get like a turban type situation.
There we go.
And really wrap
now
it
we're
up.
Talking.
Yeah.
Brenda style.
So heavy. Well, you know, I watched this and I'm loving life.
No, it's I think great. It's fun. Fun. Yeah. Taylor was not needed. That's my one edit. Get rid of Taylor.
Taylor is sad no matter what. Sad, she's been through always. A lot. Don't bring up Alabama. Yeah. You haven't lived there in 30 years.
Yeah, enough.
Like, bring the Alabama out. I don't, no one cares about Alabama. Did you hear Tamara? Absolutely. She's like, Taylor makes me feel smart.
Yeah. No, she also said she puts me to sleep. So that was hilarious.
She definitely believed Denise too when she said, I believe Denise. She believed Denise. Yeah. She doesn't believe, but I believe Brandy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do too. But who
I mean,
cares?
Who cares? But yeah. I'm just saying I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. All right, guys.
Poor Denise Richards. Worst decision ever going on that show. Worst.
Now she's on OnlyFans. It's like
where she should have been.
Right. That's where she belongs.
No offense. She could probably, she's probably making buckets of money if Larsa Pippen
she's gonna be a fucking millionaire.
But it's just
sick
to do it a couple weeks after your daughter, like to one up your daughter.
I guarantee you next step is content situation. Yeah.
Oh God, it's so sick. Oh
sure.
Where was that Denise on that reality
show? Beach. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Oh God.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.